Vayter and Shasver and Daf Dalet, picking it up on Daf Gimel Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. Two lines up from the bottom. Okay, we're going to be dealing today, my friends, with a number of different cases of the sukkah being above 20 amos. Again, having the schach, above 20 amos. And what can we do? Is there a way that we can fix it? Can we make it that maybe it's going to be below 20 amos? What can we do to do that, and what will actually be kosher? We're going to see a number of different cases like that as we make our way through today's daf. Let's just jump right in. Here we go. So, Zok the Gemara, Hoitza, second to last line, Hoitza gavoh me'aser amos. If it's 20 amos above, too high, if it's more than 20 amos, ubala mata bikar muksasas. You want to make it lower by putting pillows and blankets on the floor. So now, when you step on the pillows and blankets, from the pillows and blankets to the schach is less than 20 amos. Does that work? Says the Gemara, lo havi miut. That does not work. Why? Says Rashi, she'in sofa l'niach sham kol zayin mepnei hefsid mamono. Because of the fact that it's a loss of money, you're not going to leave it there for 7 days. Therefore, it's not considered as batal for the entire sukkah. Beep, turn the page, Dalam and Aleph, V'yafa gavda ratlinu l'kulu, even if one decides themselves to do such a thing, Rashi says, you decide, I'm going to be in battle for 7 days, still, it doesn't work, Mishum de batal daito, it's a koladam, we don't listen to this guy, you're a weirdo, and nobody does it, and therefore your bittal is not considered bittal, and therefore it's not going to be considered like it's below 20 amos. Now, what about Tevin? Or let's say you have straw or dirt, and you're going to want to have that. You want to put that on the floor in order to go ahead and raise the floor in order to announce below 20 amos. Tevin ubitlu. Let's say you go ahead and you put straw there, and you mavatl. Rashi says with your mouth for 7 days. Then what's the din? Heaven miyot. That works, and therefore it's good. The culture can offer, but certainly if it's offered just dirt, and you're going to go and you're mavatl it. Now, question is, what happens if you deal with tevin ve'ein asid lefanoso? If you have a straw that's there, and you don't plan on moving it. Rashi explains, you don't need to move it the entire chag, but you weren't mevatlet mamish with your peh. So it's sitting over there, what's the din? Or what about afar stam, dirt that's sitting over there, you put it over there, and you're not sure if you're going to end up moving it, if you're not going to be moving it, but again, you don't say, this is mevutal. What's the din? Machlokas of Yossi Rabbanon. That is a machlokas of Yossi and Rabbanon. The Thanis, we learned in a Mishnah. This is a throwback, my friends, to a Gemara in Erevin. There is something known as Tumah impurity, right? So someone who goes, something known as Tumah Bokas. Tumah Bokas means that let's say you have a dead body and it's sitting on the floor, it's lying there. The Tumah goes up and it shoots all the way up to Shemayim. That's why when you bury a body, what happens is you bury it, and generally we leave that there's a tefach of space between the body and the actual, when you go and you bury it, you cover it over with dirt. But first you make a tefach between the body and the dirt itself. You usually put stones over there to block it, in which case then it gets stopped, and it stops at the top of, as long as there's a tefach between the body and this something above it, so then it doesn't shoot all the way up to Shemayim. Now, what happens if you have a house, there's a dead body in there, so then the roof will stop it. What happens if you fill up the entire house where there's no tefach between the body and the roof? Then it shoots right through everything and goes up, 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 and continues. So now the Mishnah says, is a Mishnah in Erevin. Let's say you fill up a house, that is a body in there, you fill up with straw or with rocks, ubitlo, and you're mevatalet, then mevutal, it is butl. And if that's the case, it's bottled to the house itself, so then it becomes Tumah Bokas, it's going to shoot all the way up to Shemayim. But what do we see from there? This is the Chachamim, bitlu in, lo bitlu lo, only if you're mevatle pepeh, then it goes ahead and it has that impact that it's mevutal. But if you didn't do it with your mouth, then it's not the mevutal. So that would be the way that the Rabbanan understand. V'tana Allah, and they're taught on that, Rav Yossi Omer, he says, Tevin ve'inasid lefanoso. If you're dealing with tevin, with straw, and you don't plan on moving it, you didn't say bepev, you don't plan on moving it, harehu ke'ofer stam. It's like offer stam ubatel, and it's considered that it's actually batel. That's the way he sees it, so therefore that's he's more mikel, I guess, in that fashion, that it's going to be now less than 20 amos. Afar ve'asid lefanoso. If you have dirt over there, but you plan on moving in the future, harehu ke'stam tevin, that's like stam tevin, velo batel, and it's not batel. So if you have Tevin Stam that you didn't say, you don't have Ein Lefanoso, it's a different level. There's I'm mevateling it, there's Ein Os Lefanoso, and then it's just Stam. So if it's just Stam, so then it's considered that it's not batel. And therefore, Afar Stam is going to be, I'm sorry, Afar Ve'os Lefanoso, if you have dirt and you plan on moving it, that's like Stam Tevin velo batel. All right, period. Now we get on to the next matzav we've seen so far. Karm Xosos, you try to deal with, and we said, Daitel Itzel Koladam, and it's nothing. Then we saw Tevin and Straw, that is Straw, Tevin and Afar, and then we have the Machlokas, if you're Mavatla for sure, and if not, then we have this Chokas of Yosef Rabbanan, what the case is going to be. And now we move on to case number three we're going to deal with. Haisik of all Amasim Amma, let's say it's above 20 Amas. The Hutsin Yordin Besochafama. But the Hutsin, which means that the branches, that these leaves that you go and you put over it, they come within 20 Amas. So the schach is really above 20, but it falls within 20. What's the din? If the stuff that's dipping in has more shade than is sun. In other words, there's more than 50. It's 51% shade coming from the stuff coming below 20 amos. Then share it works. But if not. Psula, then it's puzzle, pashat. Whatever's hanging in there, that's going to work as long as it has more shade than sun. Now, what happens if haisa gava yutfachim? Another case. Let's say that the sukkah is 10 tfachim. V'hutzin yardin l'soch yod. We know, we said the Mishnah, that a sukkah has to be at least 10 tfachim tall. So if you have its 10 tfachim, but now you have the schach that's dipping inside the 10 tfachim, what's the din? V'hutzin yardin l'toch yod. Sover abay l'meimar. He wanted to say, im chamasam rubin tzilasam. If it happens to be that there's more sun than shade, then it's good. It's going to be kosher because we don't look at it like it's there because there's more sun than shade. And obviously, it would be the flip, then it would be no good. Amalei Rava, Rava said back to him, nine, nice try. Even in a case where there's more sun than shade, it's still not going to be good. Why? Because ha, dira sruchahi. That is considered a dira srucha, which means literally like a disgusting type of sukkah, which a person is not able to go ahead and they're not able to live in. Since you're not able to live in such a thing, it's not considered that it's good. Ve'ein adam dar b'dira srucha. No one will go ahead and live in such a thing, so it's not going to work. Next, let's say it's above 20 amos, and you build an itztava. Itztava is a platform. We have a picture over here, these two pictures that we're looking at on the Gemara itself, not even the fancy schmancy ones. Right in front of you on the Gemara, you see this is an aerial view. You're looking from the top down. It was very normal back then that they would build a sukkah with three walls. So we're talking about over here in a case, let's say you build the three walls and you build an itztava, and itztava here I mean is a platform that raises it. But as you see in the picture, in this case, we're talking about Bana Ba Itztava, Keneged Dofenaim Tsai, Al Pene Kula. You go do it by the middle wall. Remember, there's three walls. And you do it by the middle wall, Al Pene Kula. So it touches all three walls across the whole thing. And V'yeshba Hechsher Sukkah Kshera. It has a Hechsher Sukkah, which means it has a size of 7x7 Tvachim. Then it's going to be Kshera. Rashi goes so far as to say that even the area beyond the actual itztava, this platform, is going to be good. So again, you have this itztava, this platform, it's 7x7. It's raised up enough that now, when you stand on it, your belief from it to the schach is less than 20. It has three walls, it's 7x7, everything's good. And even beyond it, where the schach hangs over, it's known as psali, yotzim in a sukkah, as she goes into, and daf yotes. Therefore, that's going to be good as well. Uminat sad, what happens if the itztava is on the side? And that's the picture that we have itztava min atzad over there. That looks like a split dark and light. That the dark part is the itztava, and now it's touching only two walls and not the third wall. What's the din? Im yesh misfas itztava lekosel dalin amos. If from the edge of the itztava to the other wall there's dalin amos, there's a space of dalin amos or more, then psula, then it's no good. But pachos mi arba amos, if it's less than dalin amos, then it is good. It works. Kshera. This Rashi explains is something known as Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma means when you have a bent wall. So try to imagine that you are sanding on this itztava. And it's connected like this case we're talking about, that it's itztava min atzad. And it goes up, and let's say the itztava is within dalet amos of the wall that it's opposite. We have that whole open space. So what happens is we view the opposite wall as if it bends over, and it's like we call dofen akuma, and as if it's as if the schach on top of you, as if it's bent wall, and really, therefore, it's totally kosher. So that's what we say over here. My kamash malon. What exactly is the chiddush? Darmin and dofen akuma. What are you telling me that within dalan amos, that's halacha moshe misina, as you see in davav, that is something known as dofen akuma? Tanina, that's a mafurish mishnah. We know this already. You didn't come along. You're not teaching me anything new over here by saying this. Why? It says, "Bay shenifchas v'sichich al gabav." If you have a house, let's look at a house as a perfect square. And then in the ceiling of it starts to cave in, a perfect square in that square. So now you have this like square hole in the ceiling right in the middle. If it caves in, v'sichich al gabav, you put schach on top of it. Im yesh min hakosel l'sichuch dalet amos. If from the schach to the actual walls of the house there is dalet amos or more, then psula, it's no good. But ha-pachos mi, kind of it's less than that, the gshera, meaning that you're looking through like a now an open skylight, and therefore there is roof around. So from the edges of each of this opening, does it go towards the outside of the house for amos? Or not. If it's less than 4 amos, then we just look at it like it's dofen akuma, and therefore it's going to be kosher. In fact, the Gemara, no, ma'u the temo, or where it is, we would say a hasam hu dechazi la dofen. There, in that case, it's roi to be a dofen because it's not more than 20 amos. Aval hacha delo chazi la dofen, in this case, it's not even called a wall because it's not maybe roi to be a wall for a sukkah because it's more than 20 amos. Emalo, then maybe we'd say not like that. Therefore, kamash malon, that's what we have to teach it also. Even though we had in the Mishnah, we have to learn it here as well. Like in the Gemara, Ha'isek of all michaf amalus, it's above 20 amos. Ubana itzva bem to isin. You build an itzva right in the dead center of it. Im yesh misfas itzva ledofen arba amos lechoruach veruach. If there is 4 amos on every side, then psula, it's no good. Pachos me arba amos, if it's less than dalan amos, kishera, it's going to be good. In fact, the Gemara, Ma'kamash malon, damin and dofen akuma, hainu ach, it's the same thing. You didn't say anything. So we don't know. Ma'yu detema dofen akuma me ruach achas aminan. Maybe only from one side, then we'll say it's dofen akuma. But if it's going from every corner, every side you want to do it, then it wouldn't work. Kamash Malan, that's what it's coming to teach me. Next, now we know it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. If it's less than 10, it's no good. So what happens if you have a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim? So you decide to dig into the ground another tefach. So if you dig entirely another tefach, so then no problem. Now you made a 10. But let's say you did it not completely all around, like a leveled off digging, but you only dug like a square inside. So v'chakak ba kidei lashlima lasara. You dig in to make a 10. Im yesh misfas chakak ulakos al gibel tfachim. If you dug enough that it goes all the way to the walls, and for sure you're good. What happens if you dig just around you, but you leave spaces that you didn't dig down? You dug at least 7 by 7, but let's say the whole area is really larger than that. So then if it's within the walls, if it's gibel tfachim or more, then psula, then it's no good. It's got to be within 3 tfachim, as we're going to learn now, something called a din of loved. Beep, turn the page, dalam mabez. Pachos mishlosha tfachim, if it's less than 3 tfachim, then it's kshera, then it's called kosher. This is known as loved. Loved is if you have something within 3 tfachim of something, then we consider it as if it is connected to it. This is another halacha l'moshe misinai, and we look at it as if it's totally dug out in that area as well. So now, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Ma'ishna ha'asam da'amar pachos me'arba amos, u'ma'ishna ha'acha da'aminan pachos me'shloshet tfachim. Why is there a different shear? You said one is 4 amos and one is 3 tfachim. When we're dealing with the walls and above 20 amos, and then we build the itzva, so then if the itzva was in dalet amos, and now we're dealing with the fact that we're digging down, that it's got to be 3 tfachim. Why you gotta be like that? Says Gemara, Hasam de Ise le Dofen, over there in the case when it's above 20 amos, at least you have a dofen. And this Rashi brings down that there's something known as a wall. A wall is only if it's at least 10 tfachim high. Once it's 10 tfachim high, it's a wall, even if it goes 4 million amos up. It's still considered that it's a wall. So Hasam de Ise le Dofen, you had a wall, and therefore pachos me arba amos sagi. If it's less within dalet amos, then you're able to go ahead and pull the shtick that it's connected to each other. We have dofen akuma and everything's great. However, hacha in this case, when we're dealing with digging down, the shavuye ledofen, to make it into a wall altogether, so then something that's not even 10 tefachim, the din is halacha l'mishim sinai, pachos mishlosha tefachim in, ilo, lo, less than 3 tefachim good, but if not, then not. Next case. Let's say it's above 20 amos. You build a pillar inside of it, a pillar going up, right? You have right inside the middle of this area. It's 10 tefachim tall. And it has a hechsher sukkah. Now, it's too far from the walls. It's not within four amos of the walls. But it has enough rosh ha'uv shulchanu. It's zayin by zayin. Imagine a pillar. You could stand on it. It's 7 by 7. It's 10 tefachim tall. We learned about these ideas in Erevin and Shabbos, right? So what's the din? He wanted to say another principle, something known as good asik mechitzasa. Good asik mechitzasa means that we look at the walls as if they shoot up. Because if you go to the ground up to that top part, there's four sides on either side. There's walls going up. So let's say when you're sitting on top that we have this halachic concept known as we see the walls as if they continue going up and up and up. And therefore, we have ourselves a sukkah. That's what he wanted to say. Amalei Rava says, no, it doesn't work over here. Even though it works on other areas of halacha, and here it doesn't. Why? Because ba'inan mechitzos hanikaros. You need to have walls that are recognizable, that you're able to tell are walls. And here, v'leka, you don't have that, period. Tanurabanan. Let's say you're on the top of a roof. We're going to see this as the case in a minute, but I'm spelling it out now. Noetz arba kundisin. They changed the lashon here of kuntisin. Well, let's say you have knots, you take four poles and you go and you stick them onto the roof and then you put schach on top of it. There's no walls, it's just these poles, four poles. Rav Yaakov machshir, Rav Yaakov said, that's good. The Chachamim post, they say it's no good. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna's going to say a statement. We're going to then attack him, and we're actually going to knock off part of his statement. We're going to try to knock off the second one, but he's going to be able to hold his ground on that. Amar Rav Huna, Machlokes al Sfasagag. The Machlokes in Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim, about whether if you put the four poles, and that you should have good achis, that the walls on the sides should fly up and fill in that blank over there, that Rav Yaakov says is kosher, and Chachamim says possible. Rav Huna says that's only the Machlokes by Sfasagag. Rav Yaakov Savar, I mean good achis, he said, we look at the mechitza, see the walls jump up and make a mechitza. We don't say such a thing. If it'd be in the middle of the roof, everyone would say, no good, it's totally puzzle. That's what he wants to say over there. Rashi explains, why is it puzzle if it's in the middle of the roof? Because then you don't have the walls that are connected to it in any way. It's like literally nothing's able to shoot up here in the middle of a roof. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, differently, he says, be'emsa gag machlokas. He says, no, in the middle of the roof, that's the machlokas. The question is, what did Rav Nachman say on the corners, though? Iboilahu, they asked, be'emsa gag machlokas, aval sfasa gag divra kol ksheira, only in the middle is where there's a machlokas, but on the edges, everyone's going to say it's good? Odilma bein mezu machlokas, maybe both of them are machloksim, teku, so that's left. We don't know Rav Nachman paskins, or what he holds in such a case. But now we're going to come back on Rav Huna's statement, meisve. We know we have a bris that says, notz arba kundisin, be'oretz, v'sichich al-gabin. You just put it straight in the ground, not on top of roof, just on the ground, and you put schach across. Rav Yaakov machshir v'chom and poslin. They're machshir and chom and poslin. Oh, v'ha eretz, be'emsa gagdami. Isn't that like the same din as like in the middle of a roof? And yet, Rav Yaakov said it's going to be good. And Rav Huna said in such a case that in the middle, everyone agrees that it's no good. Must be Tiyufta to Rav Huna, Tiyufta, and Echinami. We knocked them off, at least that part. However, V'od, and furthermore, and this is where we want to try to knock them off entirely, Be'emsehu de Pligi, it's only in the middle where they're arguing, Aval Sfasa Gag, Divrei Kol, Kshera. But it would be the edge of the roof, then everyone's going to say it's kosher. Maybe that's the diak we want to make. Maybe that knocks off Rav Huna entirely. And he said it's a machlokus on the edges. And now we're saying that maybe we're going to say divrei kol kshera. Oh, what do you say now? He says, I'm a chlor Rav Huna. He says, no, I'm still alive. Pligi be'emsa agag. They argue about the middle of the roof. V'hu adin al sfas agag. And they also argue on the edges of the roof. V'hai dekamifu be'emsa agag. And the fact that they bring it down, only the fact that they're arguing in the middle of the roof, that's just lo'diach ha'koch to Rav Yaakov. It's just to show you the koch of Rav Yaakov. Da'afilu be'emsa agag. Na'mi machsher. Even on the edge of the, in the middle, they are argue, and he would say it's kosher. But of course, they also argue in the edge as well. So Rav Huna stays alive for that statement, at least that statement. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, how does it work that Rav Yaakov is saying that if you put these, your knots, four poles, and you put tzchach on top, where are your walls? How does that work? Tanu Rabbanan. Knots arba kundasim ba'ari. So sichach al gaban, Rav Yaakov omer, roin kol she'ilu yechakku ve'cholku. Then nidonim mishum diyumid. V'im lav ein nidonim mishum diyumid. Let's just explain what this means. Then we'll get back into it again. We learned about this also by Ervin a bunch of times, and that is, let's say you have a circle of a pole, you know, a thing of wood, like a log of wood that you dig into the ground. So look from an aerial view now. So you have a circle. What would happen if you made it into a square? In other words, you cut it in the way that it's going to be a square without having to actually cut it. But if you were to cut it to a square, and then you were to carve out that it looks like the letter L. So you have like one line one way, one the other. So it's like kilu, two small little walls on the corners. So he says that if you were to be able, if the circle of the log would be big enough that had you cut it down in a way that it was a square and then into the shape of an L, then it makes it like a wall going east and one wall going north, or one going north and one going west, or whatever, you get my point. So then, and it would be a tefach each, then it's called a diyumid. Diyumid is like a double post. And therefore, it would pull off that wall, right? Why would that work? And that would work. Shehayu Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he says, diyumde sukkah tefach. As long as you have a tefach going on either side, that is good to go. The Chachamim Omer, they say, no. They say it's got to be at least two kashadikal walls. In other words, each wall seven tfachim. And then, once you have each wall seven tfachim, then you can have a third wall that's a little bit less. Not that every wall, though, can work like this. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.